Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's been a while since I've done this, so expect some rust from me tonight. But I felt like these NBA finals warranted talk show. Not always do the fans get their wish, especially when you have two of the best players on planet Earth going head-to-head. It almost warrants pay-per-view also. I mean, it almost warrants the first-ever NBA pay-per-view series, because I would fucking pay. I would pay money. I don't even know what would be a realistic number to put on the NBA Finals. 7 games, a package. But I would pay serious buck to watch this series. I mean, let's be real. You pay $100 to watch Floyd Mayweather dance for 36 minutes. I think we can all afford a couple of dollars for the NBA. But I felt like this show needed to be done. I felt like it would be fun to talk about, fun to predict. It's only 30 minutes, so can only get so in detail over it. But, Actually, I'm 3 minutes into the show, and I don't even know who I like. It's funny to do a show where you don't – I'm leaning on one side, but I'm not 100% sure on where I'm going to go with this or the show in general. But I want to start by saying it is nice that both teams are healthy. It is nice that LeBron's got a healthy squad this season. I've seen some people say sweep. That would be ridiculous to even consider that a realistic possibility, considering Cavs went 6 with the B squad. I mean, that team might have been worse last year than LeBron's first championship run with Cleveland. I mean, that team was probably the worst team ever to play in an NBA Finals. But, of course, my man LeBron gets the squad there like he does last year. And he's got a healthy team this year. They're playing really, 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 really good basketball. I really like what they're doing. The Toronto series, the media made that series a lot closer than I thought it really was. But for the most part, I mean, Cleveland's been unstoppable. Kyrie Irving's finally playing to where a level that – a lot of people thought he could. I'm not the biggest Kyrie guy. But he is tall, super tall. But one of the scariest things is the fact that he has to cover Steph Curry for an entire series. And, I mean, I don't know. Steph is fitting to have a monster series, I think. I mean, that's not a bold prediction. I mean, Steph can go off against anybody. Probably score 40 in an All-Star game, but, you know, in the NBA Finals, you know, you expect a lot better defensive play, but I don't know if Kyrie's going to give it. I don't know if Kyrie can give it against Steph. The dude's playing out of his fucking mind right now. He's got the fucking basketball on a string. What he did to Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant after they kind of shortchanged his abilities by calling him just a shooter and stuff like that. He's nothing I've ever seen before, but ask him that question now, see what they fucking say. I bet you they changed their tune. Another thing that's scary for Cleveland is Klay Thompson. He played unbelievable. Thunder. And he's got J.R. Smith, Shumpert covering him. I'm sure we'll see LeBron at times, but not so much. And if Klay can break free like he did, play like he did last series, 11 threes, broke the record most threes in a series, in a playoff series. Man, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough. The other positions I kind of favor Cleveland all around. LeBron, despite how well Iggy played him last year, LeBron had zero help. Zero. Or some offensive plays. I will say he did that last series. But he was outmatched last series. And he didn't win. He didn't do enough to win. That's how you break it down. And Iggy played him very well, which is why he earned the Finals MVP. But this year he's got help. He's been distributing the ball well. Like Kyrie said, Kyrie's shooting well. Kevin Love is under the radar good. The dude does not get the credit he deserves. I'm not the biggest Kevin Love fan. I think they could, if they win, they'll never trade him. But if they don't win, if they trade him, I think they could upgrade in terms of what the system that they play. But Kevin Love's young. He plays well within their system. He's a great number. He's a great third option for them. Almost as good as Chris Bosh was in Miami, because he does shoot the triple a lot better than he did when Chris Bosh was playing with LeBron. I know Chris Bosh got a lot better, though. Huge Chris Bosh fan on the record. But now let's do the reversal, because I did say, well, at the four, we got Kevin Love over Draymond. Offensively, I like Kevin Love that series, despite how good Draymond is on defense. You're going to see Draymond also guarding LeBron a good portion of the time, too, along with Iguodala. But I like Kevin Love in the series a lot. If he really – I would like to see him on the glass a lot more. Oklahoma City said that, they showed that you pound the glass offensively, you're going to get second chances, which also plays into Tristan Thompson's hands. He literally needs to not ever consider shooting the basketball this year. I would like to see him just try to cause as much havoc defensively as possible. Bogut's playing well. I love how most base comes off the bench. He's great. His 8 to 10, 12 minutes are great for Golden State when they need a little offensive boost from their second-tier players. But I think Tristan, and you're going to see Fry play some 5, which is funny. I like him in this series also. They're going to stretch Golden State way out. If Oklahoma City stretched Golden State out, if they had the 3-point shooters to compete with Golden State, I thought they would have won. But, the 3-point was the biggest differential in that series, as Oklahoma City won almost every category in that series. But the 3-point differential for Golden State was too much for Oak City. And I think Cleveland can keep up. I'm trying to pull up some stats. I want to look up as we go. I want to pull up some stats on, or if anybody could help me out here that's listening. Hopefully I have some listeners tonight. I got some buddies on Twitter that I like talking b-ball with. And, oh, by the way, I cannot continue the show. I should stop as I keep going, and I should say, I have to mention Dario Saric. My man HG said, you won't listen unless I say Dario Saric's name. I don't know why. He's going to be a Sixer next year. Hopefully not. Hopefully they trade him. I want the Sixers to upgrade big time. But let's not fade away. That's why I didn't want to mention Dario tonight, because it might send me in a fucking Sixers tornado straight out the fucking house. All right. But going back to the finals, went through starting 5. I should say I'm leaning on Cleveland. I did say that before Oh, hold on one sec. I do got my man Tony G calling in. I don't know if this is going to work. Let's see. Dang. Tony, you with us? Tony. Nah, I don't know if this is going to work. All right, it's not working, so I'm just going to exit out of that. Sorry about that. So what I was trying to say was, so far I'm leaning towards Cleveland in this series. But every time I say it to myself, I have to think that if it goes seven, I don't know if anybody can beat Golden State in a game seven. Crowd is absolutely electric. Terry and Clay can fucking blow the roof off that building if they hit 2-3 in a row. So game seven, man, is really hard to win in Golden State. But Cleveland can steal one. Cleveland has to, obviously, if I think they're going to win in less than seven, they have to steal one of the games on the road in the beginning of the series. Golden State proved they can lose at home. Oklahoma City was, they beat them in game one. I feel like I should know this, but I believe they beat them in game one. They did. And I think if Cleveland can win this series, if they win one of the first two games, I'll say that. But I don't think they're going to sweep it out. That would be unreal. There's no way they win four in a row. Golden State's too good to lose four in a row. So Cleveland has to steal one of the first two. If they don't do that, if they go down 2-0 in the series, Cleveland would need a serious, serious turnaround to even consider winning this series. I think it all comes down to the first two games. Cleveland's been waiting a few days now. I'm curious how many days it's been. It's been about 7 to 10 days off. I think that it should be good for them because they're going to be the healthier team going into the series. But I do worry about the rust. I'm living proof of that. I haven't been on the talk show in a couple months, and tonight I'm a little rusty, but I think that if they go out and come out strong game one, strong game plan, really protect the three, I don't think they can lose down low in this series, honest to God. Draymond hasn't been super impressive offensively this series. Last series he wasn't. And I think from the center position, you're going to get more points out of the power forward center position from Cleveland. So I think if they just focus all their energy on protecting that perimeter, they have to win the game in the paint and protect that perimeter. It sounds easy, but Golden State proves that the perimeter isn't the perimeter. It's 8 feet behind it, which is still unbelievable to me. Some of the shots I see, it's almost like they put a magnet in the basketball when Steph Curry shoots it. It's like he's chucking the ball up. But Charles Barkley says it, Shaq says it. How do you gotta just, if they're going to beat you, let them beat you to the hole. Don't let them beat you with the three. They shoot better than 50%. And they're confident in that. So if they miss four in a row, they're going to fire four more. Thinking they're going to go 4-8, 4-for-8. That's the way they play. And they live and die by the three. I mean, not saying that's all they are, because they are way more than that. They're one of the most impressive basketball teams I've watched in my whole life. But if Cleveland protects that perimeter, I'm going to say it. I'm going to just say it because now it's starting to come to me. I really like the way they're playing. I really like the way they played since they switched to Tyronn Lue. And I think that I'm going to go Cleveland in six. I think they're going to win all three games at home. And I think they're going to steal game They got to steal one or two, and obviously for this prediction to come true, but I think they're going to steal game one or two. So they're going to go home split. They're going to win two straight in Cleveland to go up 3-1. Golden State wins game five because that's just how the NBA works, and Cleveland wins game six, and Cleveland finally gets their title, I think. And if that happens, and anybody ever tries to argue with me that he isn't the GOAT, LeBron, I don't know what you want. Because if this dude is playing out of his mind right now, when a guy like Steph Curry is as good as he is, and is not even it's the fact that he makes basketball look that easy. It's unbelievable to say this, and I know a lot of people are going to laugh at me. And ESPN, anybody who watches ESPN knows, it's hard for me to say this, but I feel like LeBron's been a little overshadowed by Steph's play. And I think he's flying under the radar. And, you know, the series came out at plus 190. That's a little insulting, in my opinion. I think you don't think guys know that what the numbers are. They hear about this shit. They do. And I think that's disrespect to Cleveland. They've been the number one seed in the East all season. Walked through the playoffs. I'm gonna take Cleveland, and I think it's one of the most exciting playoffs. If there's more than one blowout, I could see one blowout, but I would be stunned. I see close games. I see incredible performances. Someone just tweeted, my man from ESPN, I like, Rovell. He just said, four seats, a pair of them, 38,000. Dog, 38K. That is big fucking buck. Big buck. And you know what? For that dude or woman, whoever purchased them will get all their money's worth. Because this series is going to be fire. Absolute fire. And now I see the ultimate disrespect. I find that Cleveland 6-point underdogs. Six. I'm not a betting man. I used to be. That's no lie. But I like Cleveland plus 6 tomorrow also, if that means anything. I'm probably one of the worst gamblers of all time. But I like Cleveland plus 6 tomorrow. I think it's going to be a tight game. But I don't want to – I still got relatively half the show left, and I don't want to not talk about the benches in this series. Both teams are deep. Golden State is deeper, I think, in talent-wise. But I think that I really like Cleveland's roster this year. I really like some of the guys they got. Pulling them up right now, actually. I like the addition of Channing Frye. I really like what he's done so far. Helping spread the floor. I thought that's much needed. Much needed. When Kevin Love's not hitting the three, it's nice to have another big that can stretch the floor. I really like Dele Adova. He proved that he can play some tough day on Curry. Played him well last year in spots. But he single-handedly helped them. I mean, him and LeBron, they won two of them games on sheer willpower. Dele Adova played tremendous defense on Steph Curry for considering his skill level. And being called upon because Kyrie couldn't play, I thought he played great. And what I like is he's going to be fresh this series. He's going to come in spots just to shut down Steph Curry. Nobody shuts down Steph Curry. Just to slow down Steph Curry. So I do like Dele Adova in this series. I think he will be a difference maker because of his energy he will bring off the bench. And he's already proven that he can play. He can slow down Steph Curry. J.R. Smith, I'll never admit I like him, ever. But I finally think he got a spot where he accepted his role as a role player, as a solid role player. And he doesn't try to do too much. There's times where he does. That's why he's never going to be anything better than what he is. But I think he doesn't force it as much in Cleveland, and he's getting his open looks. Whenever you play with LeBron James, you will be open. And I think he will benefit from that this series. The only thing that I don't like is that Klay Thompson will be on him, and that's a tough feat. Klay is one of the premier defensive shooting guards in the NBA. And in my opinion, one of the most underrated players in the NBA. If I think LeBron's overshadowed by Steph Curry, clearly I think that Klay Thompson's overshadowed by him. But I think he's very underrated. I think he's great on both sides of the ball, and that will be hard for J.R. Smith to shake over the course of a series. Iman Shumpert's been playing some minutes, solid defensive minutes for them. And they're going to need him through the series also, because as good as J.R. is on offense for them, he's that porous on defense. And that's where they're going to need Shumpert to come in and play some solid minutes. I'd like to see him get his triple going. So that's pretty much their band. Well, you know what? Actually, Richard Jefferson, I like. He's old veteran dude, but he comes in. He can hit an occasional three. He's going to give you a tough few minutes a game. I love Rich Jeff, honest to God. I liked him in New Jersey. Wow, he's been in the league that kind of long. Richard Jefferson. Does Mo Williams get any minutes anymore? That guy, he's one of the worst. I'm looking at, man, he's been in the league 14 years, Richard Jefferson. That's fucking impressive. I almost forgot he existed at times. So, all right, let's not get stuck on that dude, because I'll be here all night. Let's go look at Golden State's bench. I mean, I know who is on their bench, but I don't want to leave anybody out. I'm sorry for the ums tonight. I have a bad case of the ums. They're the worst, by the way. You ever get the ums when you're talking to somebody and you know that you're saying them too much and you're like, stop fucking saying in your head, and then you keep saying fucking It's mind-boggling. Maybe it's just me. I'm Mr. But, all right, so back to the bench. Obviously, you're going to see Klay, and you're going to see Curry, Klay, Bogut, Draymond Green, and you're probably going to see Iggy start every game for them. I know Barnes got some starting, a few starts under him against OKC, but I think you're going to see Iggy this whole time, as long as LeBron's on the court. You're going to see Iggy on the court. So Barnes is my man. Before the year started, I thought he was a max player, no doubt. Max contract guy, straight out of, like, next year. But this year he's been disappointing. In spots he's looked great, but I know he was hurt to start the year. But, you know, I've seen him miss too many shots, and he hasn't been as big as I expected him to be this year. I thought he was clearly the clear-cut starter at small forward for them, and Iggy still proved that his defense is worth having on the court, especially in this series. So I think you're going to see Barnes off the bench, which is fine. I mean, if that's your sixth man, he goes to sixth man of the year for almost any team. So Barnes is going to be huge off the bench. He's going to have to hit some more shots this series, though. Especially, I think, to keep pace with Cleveland. They're going to have a lot of fire. They're going to bring a lot of firepower. Sean Livingston, I love. One of the biggest Sean fans ever. just pure pro. Plays great on both sides of the ball. Lowry hasn't been playing as much anymore. Festus Ezeli, another. I'm a big fan of him. Last series, did my man Steven Adams give him some work. Festus got ooh-tiled a couple times that series. So I'm a little down on him. I was actually happy to see. I was pulling for my man Mo Buckets to get minutes last series because I thought that was one spot where they could have pulled Adams out and Ibaka at times and opened up the floor a little bit. And he's shown he's able to hit in the three. They called a three point play for him in game seven, I think. Six. I couldn't believe it. But, dude, he's instant offense, so when he comes on the court, regardless of who's on the court, he can score. He's a professional scorer. I actually loved Mo Spates when he was in Philly and before asshole face Doug Collins, one of the worst ever, by the way. I'm happy other people hate Doug Collins like I hate Doug Collins. I didn't know this until I was at my friend Jake Pavlorsky, at Jake Pavlorsky at Liberty Ballers. I was at a Sixers lottery party, which was a pretty cool event to be at. I wish we would have got four. It would have been incredible. Would have changed the whole course of the franchise, as it still will going forward. But when I was there, I realized how many people hate Doug Collins as much as I do, and really made me happy. One of the happiest moments of my life that other people understand how bad he is for an NBA team. I like to boo him any chance I get, but he traded Mo Spates. That's sorry for the hate Doug Collins rant, but he traded Mo Spates, who I like in this series. I think he's going to get, it's 10 minutes a game. But I favor Cleveland's bench. Everyone says how deep Golden State is, but I'm favoring Cleveland's bench this series, which is one of the reasons why I like them in six. I will do a post final show, even if I'm wrong, which I am most of the time. Even when I'm right, I'm mostly wrong. I'm married, so I know how that goes. But I'm looking forward to it. Maybe if the series is that as good as I think it will be, maybe I'll do a mid-final show or something. I got a big fishing trip coming up on Sunday, so I'll be listening to the game Sunday. So maybe I'll do something middle next week, but enjoy the series. Even if you bet on it, after the bet's in, it's out of your hand. So win or lose, just please enjoy this series because I think it's going to be fucking awesome series. I think LeBron will win MVP if they win. Because I think this is the series. I think he is that much better than Iguodala, and I think he will absolutely prove it this series when he has help around him. And I think that he will have an easier series than he did last year, I should say. And I think it will result in a Cleveland W. So I hope you enjoy the show. I'm going to post it all week. I'm going to post it the next 2 or 3 days. So if everybody can retweet it, it would be great for me. Get some people to listen. Unless you're sleeping, then don't retweet it because I don't want more people falling asleep to my voice. So thanks for listening, and I'll hit you up next week. Go Cavs.